At the Iowa State House today, a legislative subcommittee is considering a proposal blocking a controversial plan for constructing a $21 million health services building in Cedar Rapids. Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg reports the plan by the Democratic-dominated Linn County Board of Supervisors is drawing fire from the Republican-controlled legislature.
Linn County isn't constructing the building, but will eventually own it. Supervisors Chairman Republican John Harris says it's a lease purchase agreement.
We will lease the county-owned property to the successful contractor who will build, to our plan, a building. In this case, it's our public health building. When it's completed to our satisfaction, then we will purchase the building from the contractor. Property will always remain in the ownership of the county, and we'll lease it to the contractor.
Harris says lease purchase enables Linn County to select a builder without opening the public bidding to all comers, with the lowest bidder getting the job.
Correct. We select those contractors with whom we've had a history. In this case, we've selected contractors that have been active in bringing us back and rebuilding our buildings after the 2008 flood.
Supporting local contractors has a nice ring to it, but to some state legislators, such as State Representative Jake Highfield of Johnston, it's an alarm bell.
What was done in Linn County, they picked their contractors, they picked their suppliers and general contractors without a public process and a public bid. They picked them before they even knew what they wanted to be done. In my opinion, that's sweetheart deals. That's borderline corruption, in my opinion. That is how Chicago does politics.
But Linn County Supervisor Harris counters that lease purchase protects taxpayers against cost overruns. The county purchases the finished building at a pre-agreed price.
There will be no additional costs claimed by the contractor for changes in scope unless they're initiated by the county. One of the things that we have found occasionally when we've had the lowest bidder perform for us is that they do end up coming back to us and reinterpreting the drawings and the specs, and they come back with additional charges for scope change.
Change orders.
Change orders, yes.
Representative Highfield's legislation isn't eliminating lease purchasing, but clamping down on the bidding process, even though Linn County is offering the work to seven local contractors.
That is correct, but here's the other problem. There's 38 other contractors in the Linn County area that were unable to bid. So if they want to keep the work local, they did not even allow the rest of the 38 contractors to bid on the work. They just picked their friends. It is a political payback, and it's political favoritism, and I think it's one of the worst abuses I've seen in a long time in the state of Iowa.
Understandably, contractors not invited to submit bids don't like Linn County's plan, and that extends to the Associated General Contractors of Iowa, representing contractors doing nearly all of Iowa's public construction projects. The association's vice president, Scott Newhard, says Iowa's public bidding laws protect the public interest.
We get very concerned whenever there is talk about we've got a favored group of contractors, even though it'll be low bid, but these are the only ones that can submit a bid. And that's what they publicly stated they plan to do. And that, independent of us, got legislative leaders' attention, and that's why there's legislation being considered in subcommittee next week.
Perhaps no one will be watching that legislation in the Republican-controlled Iowa legislature more closely than Republican Supervisor John Harris, the only no vote when the Democratic-dominated Linn Supervisors Board adopted the lease purchase plan. In Cedar Rapids, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.